Hey, it's Andrew.
Hey man, thank you very much for chatting to Triple J today.
No problem.
It's very exciting because you're going to be here for the Falls and Southbound festivals.
Yes, that's right. Can't wait. I mean, that's the best time to get out of New York, definitely.
Definitely. Have you played New Year's Eve festivals around the world?
We've never played a New Year's Eve festival, and it's something that I always thought would be really cool to do as a band, especially, if we played a midnight set, as the clock strikes midnight. That'd be always, I think that'd be really fun, and then maybe doing something special like a cover song or some crazy light show, maybe fire dancing. We wouldn't do the fire dancing, but I think that we would, hire a troop.
Are you suggesting that maybe yourself and Ben are not proficient fire twirlers?
That's probably a good assessment of our skills as fire twirlers. I mean, it wouldn't be good, I don't think, if we just tried it, on the fly.
All right, I'll put my guitar down, hand me some flaming
Yeah,
batons, and let's count down to 2014. All right, well, at least your safety is going to be a priority. Oh, that's good. Well, because it's quite a big deal as well, counting down. You got to make sure your watch is properly synchronized. I remember once Joan Jett a couple of years ago was counting down at Falls Festival, and Joan had to do the countdown twice because she stuffed it up.
uh-oh, that's not good. Do you guys do the Auld Lang Syne, that song down in Australia?
Sometimes people do it. I think I remember actually Violent Femmes, who were coming out for Falls Festival as well. I remember they did that at like maybe the Falls Festival that brought in the millennium in the year 2000. So it's something. Can you guys play that? Could you guys pull that out?
Wait, you said Violent Femmes?
The Violent Femmes, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Man, I hope we get to see them.
It's a good lineup, actually. There's some other great bands from around the world. Grizzly Bear are coming out. Honey El Khatib, London Grammar, Pond are coming. Actually, last time I saw you guys play, you had Tame Impala playing with you guys.
Yeah, we're friends. We always try to get up in the mix with each other. So that'll be fun. Maybe we'll do some crazy stuff together.
Yes. Oh, speaking of doing crazy things together, and to take our minds away from the Falls for just a little bit, Andrew, what was it like getting up on stage at Quebec City Summerfest with Weezer?
That was awesome, actually. We had heard, I don't know, a couple of years ago that they were covering Kids. And so when we found out that we were playing a festival with them, we kind of already had it in our heads that maybe we could try to talk to them and see if it would happen. And it was really easy and fun and just like the best vibes on stage, and the crowd really enjoyed it. And it's really fun for us too because we hadn't been playing it at our own shows, and so it was like to get up with another band and sing it, that was really great.
Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, I was a huge, huge fan of Weezer when I was growing up, so that was like a pretty special moment.
I remember when you guys played, I think it was at the Metro last time I saw you guys, and you sort of did a karaoke version of Kids. So this would be like the closest to having a live band play Kids with you guys in quite a while.
Yeah, it's true, probably since 2004.
Wow, there we go. Well, if we can get Pond, they can learn how to play Kids, and as we're counting down to one, you can all get up on stage and do it. That's just a suggestion.
Okay,
At the
perfect.
Falls Festival. All right. Hey, I'm talking to Andrew from MGMT on Triple J. Let's have a listen to a brand new song that only arrived in our ears last week. It also arrived in our eyes. So if you've got the video clip handy, I would well suggest you give it a look. Right now, this is MGMT and Your Life is a Lie on Triple J. Your life is a lie. On Triple J, that is Your Life is a Lie by MGMT, off their as yet unreleased self-titled third album. Andrew Van Wingarden is on the phone now. Tell us about the video clip for this song, because it is a mind mess and it's amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier with how that turned out. And I love how it's such like a kind of jubilant and like happy and just off the wall video accompanying kind of like a pretty heavy message in the lyrics. But I think it's great that it's just kind of just like knocks you over the head. That's what we wanted. Seems like it's working so that people have to keep watching it because there's so much that you miss unless you really pay attention and pause it.
Frame by
Our
frame.
devious plan is working.
That's how you get a video to go viral. Make every single drum beat have a different frame of a different scene.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of getting hit over the head, that is my favorite scene is that old dude getting hit on the head with the green ball or whatever it is, or the lizard crawling out of the guy's mouth. Now, what's your favorite of all the scenes?
I mean, I'm definitely into the also into the guy getting hit in the head and also the guy eating the banana.
It's by the guy, that Tom Kuntz guy, whose name's very hard to pronounce on a PG radio station, who made those Old Spice ads. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's in our video for congratulations.
Oh, cool. All right, I'm talking to Andrew from MGMT, one of the many bands that are going to be here at the end of the year and the start of next year for the Falls Festival, which is now in Byron Bay, as well as Marion Bay, Lawn, and the Southbound Festival in Busselton. By then, you'll most absolutely definitely have your brand new album released, which is going to be self-titled and comes out in September. And I believe it can be optimized. Can you talk us through the optimizer?
Yeah, well, it's this thing that so that every track has a visualizing type element. I don't think you can say visualizer because that seems to be someone else does that. But You can go and watch like a bunch of crazy patterns and weird alien looking things and kind of get into these different worlds of crazy images for every song. And I think it's just something that we thought would help people kind of get deeper into the album quicker.
Get into the right headspace and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Andrew, who is, one half of MGMT, although there's three or four more people on stage. Was there a whole band involved in the album?
No, this time it was just me and then in the studio. I mean, Dave Fridman, who produced it, played a much bigger role this time, really worked with us to create this kind of crazy different sound that we have on the album. But yeah, we're still touring. Actually, now it's a six-piece, but it was just me and Ben in the studio.
Exciting. And I believe, actually, when you say it's just yourself and Ben and Dave Fridman, there was one extra person, Trevor.
Trevor, yes. A very young boy who is the son of the local music shop owner, an aspiring piano and singer. He doesn't want to be a piano, but he wants to be a piano writer.
All right.
I don't know. Anyway, he's got a great voice. That worked out really well.
Yeah, for the start of Alien Days. Sometimes the windows combine with the seas in a way that twitches on. Pick up the place where the spirit was slain. Hopefully we can find someone with a similar voice for the Falls Festival.
That's a good idea, yeah.
The start of Alien Days. Nick from Pond would get close.
He could do it, he could try.
Maybe Ed from Grizzly Bear. Who else is going to be here? The Roots, Solange Knowles, maybe. She's going to be at Falls Festival. Man, there's so many options. Ezra from Vampire Weekend.
Oh, cool.
All right. Or maybe someone who is very, very excited to be going to Falls Festival this year on the line from Heathcote. Hello there, Mitch.
How you going, Doctor?
I'm good, man. Say good day to Andy.
How are you, mate?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah, look, I'm super excited to see it fall this year. MGMT, I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
I can't wait either. We're gonna try to blow at least a couple of people's minds.
Oh, you're blowing mine, don't worry, 100%. Years I've always been saying I've got to see MGMT, and then this morning when I saw that lineup, I was just ecstatic.
That's good to hear.
And you're not the only one, Mitch. Kalisha texted, missed the rest of the lineup as I was screaming about MGMT, still shaking with excitement. Have made my day.
Made my week. Made my year.
I believe, Mitch, the term you used on the text line was frothing. You are frothing.
Yeah, that was it.
Hey, Mitch, we'll see you at Falls Festival, dude.
Yeah, sounds good. See you, Doctor. See you, Andrew. Have a good one.
I don't know.
The Froth Festival.
The Froth Festival. I don't think Mitch has got exactly the right voice for Trevor, but that's all right. Hey, Andrew, say good day to Ben and for the rest of the band, and we'll see you guys at Falls Festival with a whole new album.
Yeah, I can't wait. Sounds good.
That'll be awesome, man. Hey, I'll talk to you soon, dude. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.